this is the poem that we're going to end with. The Legacy of Imam Bukhari, that's what it's called. Bismillah. In Bukhara's land, where history's tapestry unfurls, Imam Bukhari, his legacy, his cherished pearls. From Persian, Turkic, or roots yet undefined, he labored and devoted heart, soul, and mind. We don't know if he was Turkic origin, Persian origin, we don't know. But whatever he was, Allah gave him. That's the he was an Arab, that's for sure, right? And that just shows who Allah can give. Then, Al-Jami' al-Sahih, his monumental tome, guidance from the heavens, a spiritual home. Accepted by Allah, it found its sacred place. In every corner, it's recited and embraced. Today we're doing it in Seven Kings in London. Where would Imam Bukhari ever have thought that? From Uzbekistan, that Seven Kings in London is going to be completing his book. With over 100 commentaries, profound, scholars delve deep. In its wisdom, they're found. Today we gather in a joyous, humble quest. Our du'as ascent. In unity we're blessed. We gather for this. Year after year, this noble completion's grace, a journey of faith, a spiritual embrace, to earn the title, revered and pure, scholarship's pinnacle, they must endure. You don't become an alim, at least not in the Sakhan, without reading Sahih al-Bukhari. They've endured all of this, they've gotten to scholarship's pinnacle. Shaykh al-Hadith, a mantle that's well earned by those who've labored and wisdom discerned. In the footsteps of Imam Bukhari they tread, his legacy alive, their souls are fed. In gratitude and reverence we stand tall, for the wisdom passed down we heed the call. With praise and prayer our hearts unite, in the light of Sahih al-Bukhari we find our flight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept.